I think that the senator touched upon something that I would like to add, and that is, Nick has asked us three great questions. What are we presently monitoring? What parameters? Where are we presently monitoring? What parameters are we monitoring? Why are we monitoring? Once we answer those three, you're not going to be able to satisfy the legislators. We're not going to get this through the legislature. The questions that need to be answered, at least two of them are, how can we get the biggest return for our investment? So we answer the first three questions. And once we get those answered, we are then able to say, how can we get the biggest return for our investment? And number two, where are the most critical areas and systems that need to be monitored? Those questions don't need to be answered today. But once the first three are answered, that will enable us to answer those second two, and there may be another answer, another question or two that will come up. But it's those final questions that I just came up with that the legislators are going to ask. That's really ultimately where we need to focus if we want to have any hope of this bond moving forward. Tom?
Mick, it's been a while since I've looked at the bill, but is there language in the bill that highlights where this money will go, where in state government it will go? And is there implementation language in that bill to help guide how that money will be spent?
So I can answer that very quickly. I wrote it. I did it in a very general sense, knowing that it was going to be vetted by groups like this. It's going to go through the committee process. So no, there isn't any specifics in there, which in fact has caused a lot of concern and questions. But I never meant I just didn't have the ability.
Right. And to write it on my own. The $3 million figure, is that broken down in any way?
No, it's not broken down at all. How I came up with the $3 million figure is...
trying to get some fresh air.
So no, how I came to the $3 million figure is I contacted an expert that knows about these things. And I said, how much would it cost to be able to establish a monitoring system, an OA monitoring system, along the coast of Maine? And that individual, who may or may not be in this room right now, said $1.5 million. And so knowing how things work, I just doubled the number. So that's how that number came up. And you're like, Mick, you essentially pulled it out of the air. Well, I pulled it out of the air after I talked to an expert.
Right, but that number will get chopped down regardless, once you get into
that's
the
why spot. I went,
right.
That's why I doubled.
Yeah.
And part of what I was trying to say before, and it kind of ties together a lot of comments, is in the ideal world, we would already have a coordinating council for OA State, and that coordinating council would have a science subcommittee, and that science subcommittee would be making recommendations for this bond bill, and it would have the specificity that was necessary to get everybody behind it to pass it. We don't have that Cadillac situation, so if we're down at the bicycle end or the bargain car end, what can we do? I'm just going to keep that analogy going. What can we do with this group here? We've got some very distinguished scientists in the room and people who are connected with the scientists to act like an ad hoc committee to put the meat on the bones of this bond bill so that it can pass. So we can start, if everybody's looking at Maine, and we have a problem, what can we do to make this happen? Because this is reminiscent of the conversation we've had prior on the bond bill, and I feel like, how are we going to get beyond this?
Well, I personally, what I would like to see is a small group come forward, a small working group comes forward with the expertise to sit down, maybe probably more than once, you know, a couple times, to answer these questions, and then come up with a plan which then could be turned into language for the bond.
That's what I was trying to suggest.
So yeah. I would just like to say that we're talking about the bond bill here because that's an easy proxy for talking about a large investment in monitoring. It doesn't have to be this bond bill. It could be if we had a plan, we then bring it to NOAA or another federal agency and say, we want you to fund us to do this. So we're not getting into a legislative conversation here. We're just talking about monitoring a name.
Well, let me just mention one that I think hasn't been touched on much, and that is, especially for Penobscot Bay, that is that Maine DEP and its consultants have compiled a great deal of acidification studies, when, especially with, as I said, Upper Penobscot Bay with this chronic sulfuric waste problem. And I've certainly found back to the 1980s, they have been doing some very detailed studies of different intertidal flats and what has been occurring there with this chronic waste going on there. And I'm sure that there are other things like that around the state that do well to contact Maine DEP and find out what kind of acid remediation responses they've been doing down the decades. And I think that would certainly show a sort of a rich vein of information there.